we left off yesterday in halacha that if when one puts it back their tefillin, you should be careful to put it back in a way that they'll take out the shalyad before the shalrosh. Because if he takes out the shalrosh before the shalyad, he'll have to put on the shalrosh. We're talking about talis and tefillin. Has to be careful to put it away in a way that he'll take out the talis first, because if he takes the tefillin out first, he'll have to put on the tefillin first. Which the Bi'ar Lacha speaks out that even if he's sitting in a basic Knesset where there's a rabbim over there, and he's misbayish through this, so he first brings there, he says, he's misupik if he could be make on this. And in the Prim Kodim that the aim of Viram Mitzvah is a Din Torah. Kva Pasig Shulchan Aruch Le'Elsef, so when you give him by God, the by Torah ain't Nitchem Pnei Kvayr Briyah. So once we say aim of Viram is a Din Torah, so Kvayr Briyah is not going to be Deichet. Unless it's a Gnai Godol. And so therefore, the Mishgur seems to say that Kovar Bris won't be matchin. And the Bi'ar Halacha also brings that for the Magen Avraham, that if it's still in its cover, so then there's no Issa of Eim Aviram Mitzvahs. However, the Bi'ar Halacha himself brings a few rayas against it, and the Bi'ar Halacha, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and others paskin that even if it's still in the kiss, still in its cover, still you have to put it on the tefillin first. However, could be in a case of busha, if a person will be embarrassed and it's still in the kiss, you can starve the Magen Avraham to that and be mekel. By tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, the Eishel Avraham Butchash brings that tefillin Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi, we don't say Eim Aviram Mitzvahs. Because that's like from mitzvah to rishos. The Mishrur later on in Sif Lam Dalet, Sif Katan Chof, says it's for this reason of mitzvah to rishos, it's also to switch the kiss, the bag that you use to hold the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, can't switch them. Okay, so now, when I gave this the kudo, I need to set up my bag with the tefillin and the talis. So the Shaar Teshuva brings down from the Shalmei Tzibah that the Shaar Teshuva in Siman Mem, Ois Gimel, brings down from the Shalmei Tzibah. The Mashavanichim HaTalis Agave Tefillin Ein Yedei Amasam Cha'ilam. That was they put the talis on top of the tefillin, right? Because we say you're supposed to take out the talis first, so many people put the talis on top of the tefillin. Says, I don't know what the Olam Semichon. Everyone agrees that the Kedushas Tefillin is more chamur than tzitzis. Really, it should be in two separate bags. Right, to put the Tefillin on top of the talis, that the Tefillin be lying on top of the talis, that's a problem. Because then you'll run into a problem, aim of your own mitzvahs. To put the talis on top of the tefillin, that's a problem because tefillin's more kaddish. It seems like their bags. If you look at the Ben Ishchai, says, when you put away your talis and tefillin, Yizor laniach kisa tefillin min hatzad shal talis. You should put it on the side. Talis on one side and tefillin on the other side. Deim yani chenel lamalim min hatalis nimsa pegev tefillin tchilas kaidim hatalis. And if you can put a lamatim min hatalis, and say kovid the tefillin, the kedusha has a chamura. Therefore, it says you should be makpid to put them on the side of each other. The Shaar Teshuva himself continues and says, if you're putting the talis on top of them, top of the tefillin for shmira, that they should get dirty, In other words, if you don't have a kiss for the tefillin, you don't have a cover for the tefillin, so the tefillin are open, and therefore you're putting the talis on top of it for shmira to watch it from dirt. When the Sefer Yischaim says the fize, also if you're doing it, then in case the tefillin will fall, so protect the tefillin. So then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. However, it could be their bags were narrower than ours. In our bags, it's possible to set it up. If you lie, if either you can set it up taka on the side of each other, or you can lie the talus flat out on the bottom, and then so the talus, this is the talus, and then the tefillin you push further back. So the tefillin's on top of the talus, but what's closer to the opening of the bag is your talus, and then you can get in both. Now the similar halacha we see also. Benegeya tefillin shel yayin, tefillin shel reish, right? That even though you always put on the shel yayin first, right? That was the halach we learned. However, and that's because of the pasuk of kshat lasedecha. However, if someone does reach out for the shel reish first and he takes the shel reish, he's being over this of ein mavirin. He's over this of ein mavirin. That's what Mechaba says. V'yaneach b'tik shal roish v'olav shal yad. Should put the shal roish in and on it put the shal yad. K'day she'kishiyov v'lanichim you've got shal b'shal yad t'chila. The Magram is bothered over there. Exactly. What was the Mechaba talking about? What does it mean v'olav shal yad? So the Mishmur brings that from the Shulchan Shleima. The toiv she'yu atfilin shal yad b'tzad yamin shal t'ik. Should put the tefillin shel yad on the right side of the bag. Gam kei mitam zeh. Right, that when you open up the bag, you'll first come to, you open from the left to the right, so you'll come to the tefillin shel yad first. So the tefillin shel yad should be on the right side. If you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, it's the Mechavei Oysutes, over there the Aruch HaShulchan, his mashmah, the meaning was to put the shel yad on the left side. And on the left side, which the svar for that would be, is the Sefer Yischaim speaks out because the tefillin shel roish has more kedusha, so you put it on the right side. It's more chashiv. That would be the svar. But when you open the zipper, you're opening it to the right, and your hand's going to be by the shel roish first. So that's why in the Sefer Sich Halacha he brings that you should only open it halfway. And then take out the shel yad. But Rav Shlomo Zalman in his Hagos over there on the Sefer writes that you don't have to be makpa on this. That's really not a problem of Ein Mavirin. And the Emes says, if you look at the Shulchan Shleima that the Mishbrua quotes, it's also mashma like that that's not going to be a problem of Ein Mavirin. The Mishbrua brings down this, okay, this is maybe a little negate to an earlier share. The Shmuel brings down B'Shem Nechai Adam, Shmuel's netting in Simchav Hei, Ois Gimel, that the Kolze, Dav Kim Reitz Lanich Ata Tefillin. This halach about talis and tefillin that you have to put on the talis first and then the tefillin, is if I want to put on the tefillin now. Avalim Adai, I'm sorry, and the Shukrach says that if you pug up the tefillin first, you have to put the tefillin on first. That's all, says the Mishbrua, in Reutzelah Nich Atat Tefillin. If you want to put on the Tefillin now. Habalim Adayin Ein Reutzelah Nicham, Rak Lachas Ma, L'Shech V'Zei Mavir Alam Mitzvahs. Right, let's say I want to learn. I wake up early, I want to learn. And the Maisa, I walk into the room and the Tefillin is right there. I'm going to walk by the Tefillin to go to learn. So it's hard for me to learn my tefillin on. Or you like the minig, we wear tefillin just by davening itself. So you don't want to put on the tefillin yet. So I bows pug up. I sometimes even take the big tefillin with me. I'm taking it with me to shul. I'm going to sit down and learn. I don't need to put it on. And the Mishmur brings this from the Chayada, and in the Shaitin he says Chayada brings a right from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's talking about. And when the streets are found with the goyim, right? So therefore, he doesn't want to put on the talus. He only wants to put on the tefillin alone, because the tefillin you could cover. So Magen Avraham says, fine, put on the tefillin, and you can cover the tefillin. and then you don't have to put on the talus, even though I came in contact with the talus first. The Prima Gadim adds, a chiddush that this is not only true by the rule of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs, but it's also true by Tadeh V'Sheinei Tadeh. If you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one's Tadeh, one's Sheinei Tadeh, if the Tadeh mitzvah I'm not ready to fulfill right now, then we're not going to say the Klal of Tadeh V'Sheinei Tadeh. You have a similar halacha to this in Hilchos Shabbos, in Sim Reish Pei Vav Sif Dalet, but if you have in front of you two tefillahs, you have Mincha and you have Musaf. So right, the something that comes up in Simchas Torah, or come up on Shabbos also sometimes, and already it's time that you could have Mincha. So the Mechava says, the Mechava brings down a Shita, that Kegon She'icham and Spal Tefillahs Musaf Avav Shois Umechza, Shuzman Tefillahs Mincha, Tzorech L'Spal Al Shal Mincha Tchila, Ba'achach Shal Musaf. First you have Mincha, then Musaf. Haga. This that we said that Mincha goes first is only if now I need to daven both of them. Then you can be marked the Musaf. I'm not holding my davening Mincha now. The Maisa, the Mechaba brings down that in the Tziba we always daven. Tefillas Musaf first. That's why I said Chistari, even though it's late, we always daven Musaf first. But the Mechaba says, in order that people shouldn't be taught, but be Yechidus. But you see the same Musaf again. Stechem and has Arichas on this. Different Shitas, the Kan al-Kan. Just as one Motzian. The Igros Maisha, Chedid Alas, and Saites, and Stoim Asriya Saima. So the question over there is, what if you can daven Ma'ariv later? So what should I do? And it's already time to count Sfira. So should I count Sfira now, or wait until after Ma'ariv? So Maisha over there talks says. Ma'ariv, which is tadir, should be makdim to sfira, she'ina tadira, which is not tadira. Al kapara mekim shetadir koidim, tzach lispa acha ma'ariv dafka. Av kishehutzich, lispa acha is man, even though you're going to be pushing it off. L'chein mechim kishesem chum lecho koidim, he's talking over there, one wants to eat before. So this already is mashma a little, not like the prima gadim. Because he's applying Tadeh V'Sheinei Tadeh, even though he's talking about someone has a kviz to daven Ma'ariv late. I'm not ready to daven Ma'ariv yet. So why should we apply Tadeh V'Sheinei Tadeh? I can say Sfira now. Okay. The another Nekuda over here, also the Rama brings down, also back in Simcha Fei, Sif Aleph, Rama brings down, Imihu im tefillin mezumanim biyadev eloi tzitzis, and it's a chlamtin. Right, we're establishing over here, you should put on talus first, and then tefillin. But let's say I have tefillin, but I don't have my talus. So Magen Ram, which is brought down in Mishmura, says, Shehu ye mitzvah le'mashina. We don't push off mitzvahs. So even though if I would wait a little till I get the talus, we're talking about a case where you're expecting a talus to come. I could do the mitzvah. I can do it in a more muvchadik way, but chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and therefore it brings a few rayas to it. Shemus Deshan also about this. The same ma'asev l'chol machnas brings chokim on this. That they brings chokim on this. That if I could do the mitzvah afterwards, bevaday with a greater heder, then that's better. Agaban, just an interesting nekuda. When one puts away their tefillin shel yad, I mean, the Mishmur says lo yachlit shel yad at sheyneich hasharosh b'sech kiss. Shouldn't take off the shel yad till you put the sharosh into a kiss. Kedesh lo yishkach v'yaneich shel yad tchila b'fnim. So, in the Shari Tshuva brings down Prim Gadim. So that's why some people are makpar Rosh Chodesh, even though you're not to take off the the shorosh to roll it up, put it away, and then the shayad they'll take off and just leave it on. Also, there's a different minhagim about rolling up your tefillin. Shouldn't wrap the ritzus on the batim themselves. It should be on the side of the batim. People do it like the wings of kanfei yoina, because they're meishel with Elisha himself for Shabbos, and tes of an olive. The magen rings down others. Fine. Okay, so we answer Shem tomorrow. We'll come to tomorrow. Next.
Around the actual, talking about the case or with the case.
Show what happened.